Cattle ranching was the family business when Neil Barnard was born in Fargo, North Dakota in 1953.
My grandfather was a cattle rancher. My uncles and my cousins are still in that business today.
Barnard's father became a doctor and specialist in diabetes.
It was a condition where you had more and more complications. It shortened life, and he would say that his patients didn't follow his advice as much as he would like, and that kind of thing. And it was, frankly, it was the last thing I wanted to get involved in.
Barnard became a psychiatrist. He worked for a decade at a shelter for homeless women in Washington and then spent a year running a psychiatric ward at St. Vincent's Hospital in New York. In 1985, he returned to Washington to launch the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
We would be an advocacy group of maybe 10 or 15 doctors who would sit around and issue white papers on these topics and also deal with medical ethics issues as well. So if humans were being abused in research, or if animals were being used when alternatives could have been used instead, we wanted to deal with those. So that was the mission of our organization.
The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has 7,000 members today. It has campaigned successfully to close down labs at many U.S. medical schools that were experimenting with live dogs. That was a common practice that troubled Barnard during his medical training and in which he refused to participate.
When we started, that dog lab was part of just about every medical student's training. We made it a point to let medical schools know that there's a better way of teaching, and now more than 90% of schools have scrapped that.
The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine also fought against a controversial government-funded study that proposed to inject children with human growth hormones.
These were short children, but they were not hormone deficient, and the researchers wanted to see if adding extra hormones would make them taller. Now, because these hormones, growth hormones, are associated with cancer risk, we sued the National Institutes of Health to try to stop this. And I'm sorry to say we didn't win.
Barnard says such battles have spawned two advocacy programs within the Physicians Committee, the Cancer Project and the Washington Center for Clinical Research. Both focus on the critical importance of diet, and a plant-based or vegan diet in particular, in preventing many life-threatening diseases. Too often, Barnard says, doctors clean up the wreckage of bad habits, bad genes, or bad luck.
I think we do a good job of diagnosing illness, and sometimes we do well at treating it, but we do nothing about preventing it. We don't do anything about the heart attack until it comes into the emergency room, and we especially don't deal with the causes of it. The cause of a heart disease is not a deficiency of cholesterol-lowering drugs. It's caused by food. And I thought, why are we not dealing with that?
This question led Barnard, like his father, to take a closer look at diabetes, a disease that affects 171 million people worldwide.
So we started doing some research studies where we followed a plant-based regimen, but we tested it head-to-head against a more typical diabetes diet. The most recent study was funded by NIH, and we brought in 99 people. Half of them went on a vegan diet, and they did dramatically better.
The plant-based diabetes diet has gained wide acceptance, Barnard says, because it works.
When we look at the changes week after week after week, you see dramatic weight loss. Their cholesterol levels fall, their energy level improves. You see people who are signing up for marathons when they never thought they would do that before.
Barnard often takes that message on the road. He's written over a dozen books, produced video seminars, and offers online courses on how a vegetarian diet can reduce the rate of certain cancers and protect against diabetes, heart disease, and obesity.
What we try to do is to do research that lays the groundwork so we know how diets affect health. Then we work with the government to try to make sure that their guidelines are more in sync with this approach, and we have websites and materials to reach out to the public so that they can take advantage of it as well.
After more than 20 years of medical activism, Dr. Barnard says there's still a lot of work to be done helping people live healthier lives.
Despite the fact that a lot of individuals and businesses and communities and health food stores all get the idea of healthy eating, the country as a whole and the world as a whole is going in the wrong direction. We're seeing more obesity, more health problems, and this is really following more and more meat, dairy-based, fatty, sugary diets. And that means the answer is not entirely medicine. The answer is advocacy. The answer is sometimes litigation. The answer is changing the laws that determine what people eat and what they know.
The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine is leading a campaign to get nutrition into the medical school curriculum. The group is also lobbying Congress to mandate vegetarian options in school cafeterias. As he charts the organization's future, Neil Barnard says he's still guided by the oath he took when he became a doctor, to ethically practice medicine and do no harm. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.